Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. The second part of Siman Shintet tonight, very fundamental Siman for Muktzeh. I'm going to try to summarize the Dinim through the Gemarot. The first Gemara that I ask you to pick is the Gemara in Kuf Mem Bet Amud Bet. The first source here on page number 1. Aven shal pi chavit mata al tzida v'inofelet. Hayta ben chaviot magbiha umata al tzida v'inofelet. Ma'ot shal akar menaret akar v'inoflot. So this Mishnah basically tells you that if you have muktzah on top of a mutar item, you should tilt it. But if it's inside of other barrels, that if you're going to tilt it, it's going to break something, it's going to cause damage, you could pick it up and move it and then tilt it. So too by Ma'ot Shalakar, you could shake the pillow and the coin's going to fall down. We have Muktzeh Mechamat Gufo on top of Klishem Lachto Leheter. So Lechatchila, you should tilt it. And if it's in a place that's going to cause damage, you could pick it up and tilt it. Now, the Gemara gives us a couple of limits to this heter. The first line in the Gemara, Maravuna Amarav, lo shanu ela b'shocheach. Aval b'meniach, na'asa basis ledavar asur. So, this rule basically mechadesh or... We're going to talk about basis ledavar asur. It basically means that if you leave the muktzeh mechamat gufo on top of the klishim lachto leheter with an intention to keep it there the whole Shabbat, so then the basis, the lower item, the lower tool that the muktzeh is sitting on, gets the same definition of the muktzeh. So then, even if the muktzeh is going to come off the table or the basis keeps the name of the muktzeh, and it's considered muktzeh like the chefetz, like the item that was on top of it before, ben hashmashot. And then if you continue in the Gemara, at the end of the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, it's the last lines in the Gemara that you see in bold. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo shanu ela letzorech gufo. אבל לצורך מקומו מטלטלן ועודן עליו. So let's discuss מאות שעל גבי הקר. If you have coins on top of the pillow, so the Mishnah seems like that you have to shake it. But what about if you need the space? You can't shake it here because you want to use the space underneath. So in this case, you could move it and shake it somewhere else. And it's very similar to the case when the chavit is between the other chaviot. But this is not because of damage, it's because you want the space. So when you want the space, again, b'shocheach, when you left the ma'ot there without intention to keep them there, so the pillow doesn't get the name of the muktzeh, and then if you need the space, you could move the whole combination of pillow plus coins. So these are the two rules that we see in the Gemara in Kuf Mem Bet Amud Bet. But now in the Gemara in Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, we get a little bit more explanation about what is considered meniach. Because we just saw that in order to give something Shem Basis, you need to have intention to keep it there. You didn't forget it there. You have intention to keep it there the whole Shabbat. But what if you have in mind to take it off during Shabbat itself? So that's the debate in Daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara in Daf Nun Aleph discussed Taman v'kisa. I'm reading the second source in the bold part. Taman v'kisa b'davar anital b'Shabbat, or Taman b'davar she'eno nital b'Shabbat v'kisa b'davar anital. Hare ze notel u'machzir. טמן וכיסה בדבר שאינו ניטל בשבת, או שטמן בדבר הניטל וכיסה בדבר שאינו ניטל. אם היה מקצתו מגולה, נוטל ומחזיר, ואם לאו, אינו נוטל ומחזיר. So I'm going to explain the last part. טמן וכיסה דבר שאינו ניטל. If you're taman, taman is the first layer that you cover it, וכיסה is on top. So if you did both of them with something that it's mukta, so that's a problem. או שתמן בדבר הניטל, you did the התמנה with דבר הניטל, something that it's not mukta, and then you cover the whole התמנה with דבר שאינו ניטל, with mukta. So if you have a little bit of space, or a little bit of charitz, or a place that you can put your hands and grab the pot, you could grab the pot. Ve'im lav, eno notal u'machzir. If you're not, you don't have any way to get to the pot, and since it's covered with something that it's mukta, you're stuck, you can't do anything, you're not going to have chulant on Shabbos. But then Rashi asks on this case, on this piece of Gemara, lo itol den lo b'mei ochzena. The reason it's also because you can't hold anything. It's covered with the davar she'eno nital. Ve'im tomar, so Rashi is like not normal. Here usually Rashi doesn't ask questions. Here Rashi is like Tosfot. Ve'im tomar yefane svivoteha, hoil v'davar anitali. הניטלו, ויוחזנו בדופניה, ויתנו על צידה, ויפול הכיסוי. כי הידת נן לקמן, האבן שעל פי החבית, מתה על צידה, והיא נופלת. ואם הייתה בין החביות, מגביה ומתה על צידה, והיא נופלת. ההוקים נעתם בשכח, אבל במניח נעשה לדבר, בסיס דבר האסור. ואחד מגולי מקצתו, אין זה צלטול שמצדדו, והכיסוי נופל מאליו. So the last part of Rashi is a little bit more difficult, but the first part of Rashi, what does Rashi said? Rashi said, I have a question. I have a pot, it's covered with pillows or stuff that it's mutter, and then on top of it there is mukta. So what's the problem, asked Rashi? I can go from the top, but I can still clean the area around it. I will take the pillows out, I'm going to hold the pot, take it somewhere, shake the mukta, and I'm done. The same way that we said by chavit, that you could, if the chavit stands in a place that you can shake it there, you should hold it from the side, pick it up, and shake it somewhere else. So Rashi says, it's different here. Why? Because here it's considered meniach. In this case, when you cover the pot, Erev Shabbat, you wanted the mukta to be on top of it, so it's considered meniach. So you see in Rashi here that although you had in mind to take it on Shabbat, you had in mind to eat the chulan, right? So you had in mind to take it beheter, at least. You thought it's mutter, or you wanted it to be mutar, and that's what was your plan, so you didn't really meant to keep it there the whole Shabbat, it's still considered basis. Rashi then bothered, what about the reisha of the Mishnah? If it's true that it become basis, so then in the reisha, even if you have a place to hold the pot, it should be basis also. So Rashi said something that's not so clear. He says, "Echad emgulem kitzato en ze tiltul, shemetzadedo v'akisui nofel me'elav." Rashi seems to say that tzidud is not considered even tiltul to begin with. So you can tilt the pot. In a chinami, maybe according to Rashi, you cannot pick up the pot, but you could tilt it because it's not considered tiltul, and then take the food without picking up the pot. So the pot is going to be mukze because it's basis, but tilting a mukze is not a problem according to Rashi, although it's not so simple. But that's what it sounds in this Rashi. Although we're going to see that Bet Yosef understood in Rashi something different than like... Whatever you're going to explain in Rashi, it's going to make it a little bit difficult here. But anyway, the first part of Rashi is what we care about for now. It's meforash in Rashi that although you had in mind to take off the mukta, at least beheter way, it's still considered basis. So as long as you have in ben hashmashot kavana to keep it in ben hashmashot, that's enough. Even if you had in mind to take it before. Tosfot asks question, v'kashe. The bold part in Tosfot. Kashe, dei chashivach kemaniach, im ken bemgulei mikzatei ach notol u'machzir. Rashi asked that question, he answered that. And he said, basically Tosfot does not accept the terutz. Ma ben ze le'even shal pi achavid, asrinam bemeniach, afilu la'atota al tzida. The Gemara, pshat Gemara that we just read, that you cannot tilt when you're meniach. When you had in mind to keep the stone on top of it, the whole Shabbat, you're not allowed even to tilt. So what Rashi is saying, lichora is not true. ועוד קשה לרבנותם, דעתנה נוערת הכיסוי והן נופלות, אפילו אינה מגולות מקצתן. The Mishnah before that, it's מפורש that if you have mukta on top, you could shake the כיסוי, even if it's not מגולה מקצתו. So it's against Rashi. ועל כן אומר רבנותם, דלא חשיב כמניח, כיוון שדעתו לתלו בשבת. So Rabbeinu Tam here is mechadesh his approach about basis ledavar asur, and Rabbeinu Tam hold that whenever you have in mind to take it during Shabbat, it's not considered basis. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, basis is only when you have in mind to keep it there the whole Shabbat. And then he need to explain the Gemara. So he said the Gemara here talks when the cover is covering all of the pot, and there is no way to take away the to pick up the pot. But in Achinami, if the Muktzeh is just on top, like the case that Rashi describes, in this case, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's going to be mutar to shake it, and it's not going to become basis. B'shalom on Israel. So that's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, if you looked in the Bet Yosef here goes out of his way to be Miyashev Rashi. That's something that he doesn't do usually, but he's like trying to be Miyashev Rashi. Mashma Behedya, I'm reading the Bet Yosef at the bold part. Mashma Behedya midivrei Rashi, dekol sheniach al dat sheisharu shem beknisat ha-shabbat, af al pi shedaato litlo b'shabbat, mikir meniach. Dat mana al dat litla b'shabbat avid alav, afilo ach ikar el ha-meniach. ומה שהקשו עליו מדתנן הוא ערת הכיסוי, נראה לי שהוא נזהר מזה שכתב נוטל כיסוי של כדרה שיש תורת כלי עליה, ואף על גב שאין עליה לא אכפת להם, ולא נעשית בסיס להם שאין עשוי אלא לכסות כדרה. עד כאן ישנו. כלומר, דגיזים הללו לא להניחם על כיסוי הכדרה נתכוון, אלא להטמין הכדרה. אלכך לקה לממר בהוא נעשה בסיס לדבר עשו, כדי שייך לממר במניח אבן על פי החבית. Bet Yosef is mechadesh, a tremendous chidush. He medakdek that in Rashi in Daf Mem Tet. Rashi in Daf Mem Tet, Lichora answered the question that Tosfot asking here in Nun Aleph, and he said, you know why you allowed to tilt the cover and basically shake the Gizet Semer and the Muktzeh? Because what is basis? Basis is when you want something to serve the Muktzeh that you put on top of it. Basis is tafel. I want to put the umbrella on the table, so the table is meshamish the umbrella. It's meshamish my telephone. It's serving the purpose. I'm putting that to be a basis. But if I'm covering the pot, who is serving who? The cover is just to keep the heat of the pot. So who is basis to who? The gizet semer are meshamish the pot. The truth is that if you look in the Bala Maor, in Perek Kol HaKelim, in the Mishnah in Kuf Kafei Amud Bet, I think, it's the Pe'arif, it's not Kuf Kafei, but it's on the Gemara, he explained Evan Shal Pi Chavit, and he have a whole different explanation than the other Rishonim, and it basically goes well with this approach, that there is a difference when you're Meniach, on top of the chavit, that stone that we're discussing, even shal pi chavit, there is a difference if you put in the stone there because you want to keep the stone up. I don't want the stone to be there. I want to put it on top of the chavit. Then it's basis. But if you just put the stone or the rock on top of it to be a cover, it's not going to be basis. The Ramban doesn't like this approach, and that's basically most of Rishonim approach. That what do you mean? What do you care about the Evan? You take the stone, you want to keep the stone protected, so you put it on top of the Chavit. It's not normal to protect the stone. Normally, nobody do that for the purpose of the keeping the stone safe. So he doesn't like the whole approach, but it seems like that's the same approach that the Rashi, Lichora, hold. Balamor also hold like it. And it's good to know that because Lemaise, we don't hold like this. So we basically hold that although it's meshamish, it will still turn the bottom to be basis. So we do not accept this approach. So although the Bet Yosef is miyashevet, and maybe the Balaam will hold the same way, but Lemaise, we cannot be. Maybe we can be metzarefet with other tzirufim, but it's not. Yes. It's a good question because the way I explain it can cause your. So it might be that you just said that it's not gonna be considered basis unless it's really basis. But all the other options are not gonna turn anything to be basis. It needs awesome to be finish. Right. So I should have explained Balamor maybe in a different way. That, but the way I explain it makes it like think what you said. It's not 100%. Meaning, I'm saying like you're right that it's not necessarily the.
If it's
going to
be
it's tafel and then you can move it, no? But if we're going that the basis is tafel is mishamish, so then it's going to take the name of the mukta. But it's like a little bit of a stretch of the, it's not necessarily mukhach to say that lechora we should be mistapek b'moad because it's a chidush by itself. That just to say that basis is only when it's underneath and it's mishamish, it needs both lechora. Okay, so this is regarding to the Rashi approach and maybe Baal Amor also. Although to explain it in Rashi, it's difficult no matter what, because if you understand Rashi in Nun Aleph, he could have answered that answer for the second question that he asked, and he doesn't, so it's not so clear what Rashi is really saying. But in the Mishnah, it sounds like the Baal Amor, like the Bet Yosef say. Now, this is regarding to Rashi and Lichora, what we don't hold the Maiseh. Now, the second part in the Bet Yosef is the Baal HaTruma and Truma Tadeshen. You bring Baal HaTruma and Rabbeinu Tam that hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that whenever you have a Muktzeh that you're planning to take off in the middle of Shabbat, it's not going to create basis. That's the opinion of Tosfot, what you just saw that argue with Rashi. I mean, Rabbeinu Tam needed to get to this Svara because he disagreed with Rashi. If he agreed with Rashi about Meshamesh, not Meshamesh, he shouldn't have this Chiddush. The fact that he disagreed with Rashi makes him be Mechadesh this Chiddush. And we hold like Rabbeinu Tam. Or at least we could hold like Rabbeinu Tam when we need, according to the Poskim. So Rabbeinu Tam and Baal HaTruma hold the Maiseh that when you have in mind to take it off in the middle of Shabbat, you're good. Now, a Trumat Adeshen, based on this, add another floor, another level to the definition of basis. It's the second line in the second paragraph. V'katuv b'ketve ma'ar Yisrael, Trumat Adeshen, siman kuf tzadi gimel, de lo mikir meniach, elak shemeniach be'erav Shabbat. Avali meniach kodem lachen, shari, mishum de be'erav Shabbat, na'asa shokhach. ודקדקן מדברי הרמב״ם שכתב בפרק קפה, אבל הניח מעות על הקר בערב שבת, אסור. תרומת הדשן, מדקדקין רשי, או הרמב״ם, we're gonna see soon, that in order to be considered מניח, you need to do it right before Shabbat. But if you put it there, let's say on Tuesday, and you just didn't think of it, you just left it there, you wanted to be there, you wanted to stay there, but you didn't think actively about if it's going to be there on Shabbat or not, and then you forgot about it. In this case, it's not going to be basis. So you bring it out from the Rambam. The Rambam writes, אבל הניח מאות על הקר בערב שבת, so he's מדקדק דווקא בערב שבת, יום שישי, but not before. So the Bet Yosef disagrees. This is not a strong guy. Erev Shabbat is any time before Shabbat. It can be like Tuesday also. Ela shevi od gaya, but the Trumat Adeshen brought another source from Rashi Kuf Membet. Lo shanu ela beshochach sheshachach ha'even alav ben hashmashot. So Rashi gives us a big kula. When is the shochach time? When we do apply the shichecha? If you forgot about it, ben hashmashot. So according to this, says the Trumat Adeshen, if you didn't do it on Friday, you're safe. But then says the Bet Yosef, וזו ראה טובה, אלא שלפי זה, אפילו בהניח, בערב שבת, כל ששכח בין השמשות, אבל על המשרי. Say, מה נפשך, if you מדקדק in Rashi, so go all the way with Rashi, that even Friday, if you put it there on Friday, because you didn't have a space, you just took the umbrella, put it on the table, and you went somewhere else, and then, בין השמשות, you forgot, you're good. So, the poskim, the Mishnah Berurah, and that's understood that there is a machloket between the Trumat Adeshen and the Bet Yosef. And the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. And he says, if you look in the Shaar HaTzion, he explained a little bit more the Terumat HaDeshen. Shaar HaTzion is Seif Katan Kaf. You have it in the paper also at the end. Shaar HaTzion Seif Katan Kaf, it is page number 7. When he explained inside in the Mishnah Berurah, he says that the pshat in the Ma'ari is that although you had a kavana to keep it there during the weekdays, but you didn't have a kavana specifically for Shabbat, that's what the Terumat HaDeshen meant, that it's not going to be basis. But if you have in mind for sure on Tuesday that you want to keep it there for forever, then the Terumat HaDeshen would say that it is basis, right? The Terumat HaDeshen just come to say that whenever you had in mind to keep it there, but not permanently, and then you forgot about it Erev Shabbat, then you can consider that to be Shochach. And then for that specific approach, if you had it in Friday, according to him, according to the Terumat HaDeshen, if you put it there and you wanted the umbrella to be on the table on Friday, and then Ben HaShemashot, you forgot, that's not good enough. Because when you put it there, you wanted it to be there. But the Beit Yosef disagreed with that, and he said that even though in Friday afternoon you wanted it to be there, since you forgot Ben HaShemashot, you're good. Okay, so this is the machloket between the Terumat HaDeshen and the Beit Yosef. Now let's continue in the Beit Yosef himself, because we have another machloket in the Beit Yosef. V'katuv od sham, I'm continuing page number 2, the next paragraph in the Beit Yosef. V'katuv od sham, שהיה מי שעלה על דעתו להביא ראיה מדברי רש"י, לומר, זה לא נעשה שום דבר בסיס, אלא אם כן הניח על דבר מוקצה, בשביל שיהיה מתיישב עליו בטוב. אבל מה שמניחים בדרך הקראי, כמו שרגילים לשים בתיבה חפצים אלו על אלו, מפני שאין לו רווח, לא חשוב מניח, והוא זל דחה דבריו. So the Terumat HaDeshen have another חומרה, and he said that I've heard that somebody want to say that if you have like a big box on the floor or a closet or a place that you just stuff with many things. So now I took the umbrella or the telephone and I put it there, assuming the umbrella is Keli Shemachtolei Isur, if you agree with the poskim that we learn in the Shin Dinei Ohel. Pashtus, it's Kli Shemlachto Leisur, maybe Mukse Mechamat Gufo, whatever. So, you put it in the closet, not because you want to put it on top of your talis now. Your talis is in the closet, and you put the umbrella there because you just don't have where to put it, so you just put it there. So, if you're going to ask me, do you want the umbrella to be there for the whole Shabbat, the answer is going to be yes. Do you really want the umbrella to be on top of the talit? No. So, when you put it there because you don't have place to put it, is that considered basis or not? So, he says that somebody wanted to say that it's not considered basis. And he disagreed with him. Now, if you look at the Magen Avraham, hold like this Chacham that the Terumat HaDeshen disagree with. The Magen Avraham in Seif Katan Vav is in page number 5. Page number 5, the first source in the middle. Veli Nireh Pashut. You have it? ולי נראה פשוט כדברי השואל. דעה מטלטלין אין קנונה אגב קטמה, אף על גב שיש על האפר שברי עצים, כמו שכתב הרמב״ם בפרק כ"ו. For me it's פשוט that the הלכה is like the person that the תרומת הדשן disagree with. And what is my source? Says the מגן אברהם, דעה מטלטלין אין קנונה אגב קטמה, אף על גב שיש על האפר שברי עצים. We're going to discuss this topic בעזרת השם. But בפשטות, what we discussed, you have like a מחתה, it's a כלי that has אפר. אפר used to be used to cover dirt or to cover stuff around the house that you don't want people to see. So the אפר is דבר המותר, and it has שברי עצים that it's also מוקצה on top of it. Now, everything was there before Shabbat, and you were planning to keep it there the whole Shabbat, right? So why wouldn't you say that the Efer is basis to the Shivrei Etzim, and then the Efer going to be basis to Devar Asur? And you see that we allow you to do that. So it's Meforash that whenever it's there, just because it's there, and not because you want it to be on top of it, it's mutter, unlike the Trumat Adeshen. And you bring another source, וכן מטלטלין תרומת תורה, אף על פי שהטמאה מונחת עליה, ומאירי במניח בכוונה. We just saw it at a previous shiur, that you have תרומת תורה and טמאה with two kelim. Now, if two kelim, you should take the kli out, but if it's not in two kelim, טמאה is on top and תורה is on the bottom, why wouldn't the תורה become basis for the טמאה? You're allowed to carry the whole basket and move it somewhere when you need the Torah. Why wouldn't the Torah be basis? Al korchach, that the reason that you put all the fruits in the basket is because you didn't have room. So that's not basis. That's the proofs of the Magen Avraham, and that's how we pask in la'alacha. And that brings us to the debate that there was in the Achronim here, that the Mishnah Berura in Seif Katan Yudchet writes. The debate that the Mishnah Berura brings in Seif Yudchet, it starts with the Taz. The Taz discuss the Mapa Elyona and Mapa Tachtona. The Mapa Elyona, the reality is that it's not so clear, but it seems like they have two kinds of tablecloth. The first tablecloth was on the table and the candles were on top of it. And the bottom tablecloth, there was a bread also on it. But the top tablecloth, the only thing that was on it be'erev Shabbat was the candlesticks, and it was burning, and it was basis devar asur. And the Taz ask, according to us, that even if you have to take it, even if you have in mind to take something, he said, if we hold, like, unlike Rabbeinu Tam, that when you have in mind to take it with a goy, to take the candlestick with a goy, it's still basis, then what are we going to do? How can we move it? We have to hold like Rabbeinu Tam. So according to the Magen Avraham, the whole question does not start, because according to the Magen Avraham, when you put the candlesticks on the tablecloth, you don't really care about the tablecloth to be there. You want to put the candlesticks on the table. The tablecloth is there just because it's on the table. So the approach that the Magen Avraham hold by takes away the whole question to begin with, because you cannot say that the tablecloth become basis, because when I put candlestick on the table, I wanted to put it on the table. What's serving the tablecloth, what's serving the candlesticks is the table. The tablecloth is just there because of a different reason. I don't need the candlesticks to be bedavka on the tablecloth. So according to the Magen Avraham, the question of the Taz does not start, but the Taz didn't have that in mind, and he hold like the Trumat Adeshen, so he starts struggling. Lemaise, the Mishnah Berura conclusion is that we could be maker like the Magen Avraham. The conclusion, he says, it's page number 6. ובכל זה, מקום הצורך נראה די יש להקל. וכמה אחרונים סוברים כבתי דה המגן אברהם. And then another halacha that he brings, that it's very important for Dinei Basis, Magen Avraham basically brings it, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it at the end of Sif Katan Yud Chet. Kina shel tarnegolet, v'yesh sham betza sheyesh ba efroach, it's becoming mukt. Even if there is no... the idea is that anything that is made for a specific thing, even if you didn't have in mind to keep it there, the fact that it is miyuchad for this purpose, it's like you had a kavana to keep it there the whole Shabbat. So if you have a place that the chicken usually laid the egg, and there was egg there, so we don't say, oh, you were shochach because you didn't think about it ben hashmashot. No, this is made for the egg, so anan sahade, that you have in mind to keep it there. And regarding to the machloket between Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, if you have in mind to take off the muktzeh from the basis, does it become basis or not? So the Mishnah Berurah machria in Sif Katan Kaf Alef, b'mkom pseda yesh lismoch al da'azo. And he says in Sif Katan Kaf Alef, it's page number 6, v'dada afilu le'da'azo mistabr de'davka k'shechashav behedya lesalek achar kach ha'muktzeh b'shabbat al yedei niyor or al yedei yehudi. אבל אם חשב בסתם שיהיה מונח עליו המוקצה בשבת, לכולם נעשה בסיס, אף זה לא חשב בעדיה שיהיה מונח כל השבת. Even according to this opinion, it's only if you have an active kavana to take it off in Shabbat, not if you're not sure about it. So just to summarize the dinim that we saw today regarding to basis, we have a מחלוקת רשי and רבנו תם. Regarding a person who is maniach putting mukze and he have in mind to take it off, we saw that in Daf Nun Aleph. And the Mishnah Berurah is machria like Rabbeinu Tam b'shat b'mkom tzorech b'mkom pseida. We have a machloket. What is considered shochach? Terumat Hadeshen and the Bet Yosef. The Terumat Hadeshen hold that you need to put it there before Friday, although and before Friday you had in mind to keep it there. If on Friday you forgot to take it off, it's considered shochach. But if you put something on Friday and you had in mind to put it there mistama for the next days, you didn't think like actively, you just like put it there intentionally and then you forgot to take it off, it is basis. According to the Bet Yosef, it's not basis. The definition is only whatever you have in mind to keep there ben hashmashot. Another machloket we just saw is the machloket between Terumat Hadeshen and the Magen Avraham. When you put item on top of another item just because you don't have room or because that's the way it is, but not really intentionally to be on top of the other. Even in that machloket also, the Magen Avraham is accepted by the Mishnah Berurah and many poskim lahalacha, so that's another kula to rely on. If you put by mistake item on top of your talis or anything in the closet, it's not going to become basis, because the reason you put it there is just because that's where you stuff all of your... You just put it there not because you wanted to be on top of the other item. And the last point that we just mentioned is machloket between Rishonim, if basis is only if it's meshamish, the item on top of it. It seems like Rashi and the Baal HaMaor in different places hold the same approach, that basis really needs to serve the item on top of it. But the majority of Rishonim disagree with that, and they hold that as long as you put it there and you had in mind to keep it there, even if it's not really meshamish, it has nothing to do with each other, it still become basis, and that's how we hold halacha. So these are the topic of today, and we basically covered the fundamentals of Dinei Basis. In the Gemara, you have another fundamental point that, in general, in Muktzeh, it's interesting. Im adam meniach davar Muktzeh al shel chavero, im adam oser davar sheino shelo. So we hold that you can't, unless it's something that you would assume that the other person would want. and then you have a problem. But if it's somebody put in your house and you have in mind to keep it there the whole Shabbat, he doesn't have the ability to be oisel your stuff. So that's an interesting rule that should also keep in mind. And the last halacha here is basically the Gemara that we just read in the beginning, that the niur is only when you need the chavit, but if you need the space, you could move everything. Toiv. Shkoyach.
Sticking your hand into the closet.
Yeah.
So you can pull out.